I'm Magic Mystic Girl, and this is a special episode of Electric Sisterhood, my top five bleach style. Alright, this is Electric Sisterhood, the best girl gaming, tech gadget, anime, and manga podcast. I'm Magic Mystic Girl, and this episode is all about me and my top 5 bleach style, so I'm flying solo today, guys. Alright, so I'm going to be talking about bleach. I was originally going to just talk about my top 5 favorite bleach fights, but then I decided I want to talk about my favorite captains, too. But I want to talk about my favorite vice captains, also. And I also want to talk about my top 5 favorite Zanpakuto. So, it just kind of evolved from there, and I've got a lot to talk to you about. But before I do that, I gotta do the business. You gotta keep hitting us up on the website. That's www.electricsisterhood.com, or the shorter address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will get you the same place as the long one. You can check out our reviews, our comments, our articles, and you can comment on them. And if you comment, you can win candy, or maybe even a t-shirt. So interact with us. We feed you, we clothe you, we amuse you. How could it get any better than that? So I really am going to start out talking about the bleach fights that I liked best. Now, I wasn't super impressed with the Bounto arc, depending on if you get the fan subbed or not. That's how you pronounce it. So most of the fights are from when the group goes to Soul Society. All right, so I'm going to count down my top 5 fights. Well, 6, because I've got a tie in there. And actually, the tie is my fifth favorite. All right, we're starting it off with Ichigo's very first fight when he gets to Soul Society. And that's when he gets into Soul Society, not when he's outside fighting whatnot and Husui. So his first fight is with Madarame Ikkaku from the 11th Squad. And that's the one where he's in the pit with Ganju, the sand pit. And this guy, bald guy, comes up, you know, head shining, and he does his luck luck dance because he found them and he got to fight them first. So Ikkaku fights with Hozukimaru, which is a glaive that can also turn into a trisection staff. And I've always been a big fan of glaive fighting. And this is, you know, also the first really big fight of the Soul Society arc. So I like that one. And that one ties actually with Chado's fight. Because I love Chado. He's an underdeveloped character, and he just isn't used enough to further the storyline. But both of those fights are pretty short, so there's not much to talk about them. So I'm going to go down to number 4, my fourth favorite fight, which is Kuratsuchi versus Ishida, Uryu Ishida. I both love and hate this fight. Ishida is awesome in this fight. He's got great powers because that gauntlet. But I despise Mayuri, the Captain Mayuri, more than any of the characters in this show. I hate him. I hate everything about him. Everything about him makes me hate him, and not even in the I love to hate him because he's a good villain kind of way. His irregard for human life, or spirit life if you prefer, is detestable. That kind of person is the absolute worst. I can't even form words strong enough to express how much I hate people or characters like that. I watched Bleach again so I could refresh and remember all this. And I was even tempted to skip over this fight because I didn't even want to watch Mayuri get himself blown away. I dislike him that much. So third would be, let's see, it started maybe in episode 35, but also maybe in episode 38. It's going to be Kenpachi versus Ichigo. They meet and have their standoff in episode 35, but then there's this big gap in the middle where they pause and go watch Chad and Shusei fight. So then we go back and the real fight starts. And this fight is the one that really solidifies the developing pattern Ichigo has, that he needs to get his ass kicked halfway to death and back before he can do anything but scream and run around and generally freak out, which is very amusing to watch. But I'm glad he got out of that habit. So I considered the battle Ichigo has in his like inner world part of this fight, because he's psyching himself up to beat Kenpachi. And I really, really like Ichigo's hollow self. If I had to choose an overall favorite character in all of Bleach, it would either be Renji or Ichigo's hollow self. Except maybe the black teeth. That's just really creepy. You know, pearly whites. They're supposed to be white, not black. And actually, I think the whites of his eyes are black, too. He really is a negative version of Ichigo. So, at this point, I think there might be something wrong with me, because I'm, you know, not the hugest Kenpachi fan, but I think he looks his best right before, you know, as he's bloodied and torn up, right before he passes out. I like his hairstyle so much better when it's all, like, wilted and lying down, rather than sticking out, you know, with the bells. He actually looks kind of classy when it's patted down that way. And I'm curious to see if Kenpachi, after this fight, ever does learn his Zanpakuto's name. Because in the fight, Ichigo says that he is going to fight together with Zangetsu. And Kenpachi's like, oh, that's ridiculous, you know. Fighting with your sword, it's like two against one. And actually, I think his vice captain said it's two against one. But then at the end of the fight, he's like, I want to get stronger, and he starts trying to talk to his Zanpakuto. But it ignores him for right then. I'm wondering if he ever does actually learn to communicate with his sword. Because he would be freaking scary if he ever did figure out how to harness its energies. Alright. So that was number three. For number two, Ichigo versus Aburai Renji. Now, this is not the one where they go to get Rukia and, you know, Byakuya and Renji kick his ass, because they tag-teamed him and it was totally unfair, and I don't even consider that a fight. I'm a little biased on this one because of my obsession with most any anime character with red hair. As I said, aside from the hollow Ichigo, Aburai is my very most favoritest character in all of Bleach, because he's got his red hair and tattoos all over, and, you know, what more could a girl want? This fight is much better than the, you know, original tag-teamed fight, because Ichigo starts to pull out the big guns, and he does that thing where his eyes get all pretty and silver. I think it means he's honing his killing instinct or something, but I'm not a fighter, so I wouldn't know. So that's important to me, actually, because eyes are my favorite facial feature, which is why I'm into anime. You know, big eyes, all that. If I ever get married, it'll be someone with gorgeous eyes. Also, you know, I think I'm sick, because Renji looks fabulous with his hair down, and he's all bloodied and destroyed, and that's when one of Ichigo's attacks releases his ponytail thing. And I think he really does look good soaked in his own blood, clutching a broken Zabimaru. So there's something wrong with me. So at the end of that fight, Renji also gets really emotional and flashes back to old memories of him and Rukia, which I love. One of my favorite things about Bleach is the flashbacks of them in Shinigami school, or whatever you call it. And he gets really emotional, which is cool, because frigid guys don't do it for me. And then number one, very bestest fight that I've seen so far for Bleach is episodes, I want to say, 54 to 60-ish. Which is Byakuya versus Ichigo. Byakuya's Bankai, I think, is really pretty, and Ichigo's Bankai is just plain out awesome. Because Byakuya somehow makes pink Raiatsu and flower petal attacks the, like, pinnacle of manliness. I don't know how he does that, but he does. Maybe it's because he's a noble, so it's all about aesthetics. But another thing I liked about this fight was Ichigo's outfits. The first outfit he's got is that that like cloak, brown cloakish thing with the big, I want to say, medallion amulet thing that Yoroichi gave him to fly. And then this is the first time you see his Bankai outfit, which is the ripped Shinigami sort of thing, Again, and you see the black sword for the first time. And all of these are really good reasons, but my most favorite reason, or the reason I like this the best, is because the best of all Bleach character shows up in this fight, our friend, the Hollow Ichigo. So I really like him, and I'm really excited to see how this next arc goes with the Arrancar and the Vizard and Ichigo fighting with his own Hollow self. All right. So then I started getting to thinking, well, I want to talk about the people who are fighting. So my favorite captains. It was actually really hard to choose my favorite captains because you don't really know as much about the captains as you know about the other characters. When I started getting to it, I was like, but I don't have five I really like. I like maybe one or two because you really don't know much about them. All right, so my favorite captain is Hitsugaya Toshiro, who's the 10th captain. He's the short, cute, honest kind of kid who's Hinamari's childhood friend or something. I really, really like him. I want to hug him and I want to squeeze him. I want to take him home with me and put him under my bed and just keep him forever. I also really want to ruffle his hair. I would bully him, or I'd try, because he's the captain and he could kick my ass. All right, and then after him, I'd have to say Soifong, who's the, I want to say, second captain. She was Yoroichi's subordinate. She's one, she's got actually a yellow sash and an orange lining to her captain's outfit. I think she's one of the only ones that has color, aside from the Playboy captain there. I really like her because she's so damn serious. But she's actually also, I want to say, the only woman. Yeah, that sounds right. The only woman captain. After her would be Komamura Saijin, who's the 7th captain, and he's the wolf fox dude that wore a bucket on his head for half of the series. I really like him because he gets all emotional when Ion and the others leave. He lost his best friend and doesn't really understand why. Or he seemed like he lost his best friend. And he just seems like a really deep emotional character, and I really like him, and I want to see more of him. Following him would be Byakuya, Kuichi Byakuya. And he's the 6th, and I really, really hated him. I'm just gonna flat out say that I really didn't like him until the end of the arc. At the end of the, what would I call it? The Soul Society arc, I guess. Right before the Bound arc. When you find out that he's not really the evil, cold, frigid bastard that he seems to be, and he actually does care for Rukia. And then it was like, oh, I like you now. You're not a horrible person. And then fifth and last would be Zaraki Kenpachi. I think he'd scare the shit out of me if I ever met him. But oh, he's the 11th captain. But he's definitely toned down by his little pink vice fluffy vice captain there. But he seems like he could possibly at some future date develop some character depth rather than just I like to kill, killing's good, yay blood. All right, so some other notes on the captains. Let's see. I hate Unohana's hair. I hate him. I hate it. Who braids in the front? She looks like she's got a beard. She looks like the female version. That would be wrong, actually. So Soifong's not the only female captain. She looks like the first captain because he's got the long white beard, and she's got the long black beard or brown. It's just terrible, awful, bad fashion choice. All right, so that's the captains. Let's see. Vice captains. Renji, of course. Yay, Renji. I love him. Hisagi Shuhei, who's the 9th vice captain. I mean, who doesn't love a guy who's got 69 tattooed on his cheek? He's got so many tattoos. I'm curious actually to see if they are tattoos or if they're just makeup or what. He's a serious sort of guy, and he's like awesome. I just love him. He's like a protective sort, you know? I would love going out with him because I know he'd like protect me and hold me and whatnot. Sheba Kayan, former 13th, now deceased. He seems like the coolest guy ever. He can laugh at like anything. He can make you laugh at anything. Makes you instantly comfortable around him. He's like the big brother I never had. I never will because he's dead. Fourth, Hinamori. I really like Hinamori. I really like the flashbacks of her and Kira. And actually, and Renji, because after Rukia leaves to go off with the Byakuya, no, to go off with the Kushiki clan, Renji's left all alone, friendless. Oh, woe is me. And then Hinamori and Kira come along and kind of cheer up, which would make Kira my fifth, because I was sad to see them fight. So I hope, I think she's actually still in recovery, Hinamori is. So I hope she gets well soon. Right, other characters worth mentioning. These guys aren't captains or vice captains or who what's it's. Tsubaki, he's one of my favorites. And he's Orihime's little red and black sprite dude. The one that's always pulling her hair and yelling at her and calling her stupid. I really like him. Although he'd probably be mean to me and make me cry. Iemura. All right, this guy I love. He's from the fourth squad, and he's the one that keeps the medical journal and usually ends up on a tangent where he complains about everyone, and then he gets so into ranting and raving about the things that irritate him that he starts talking out loud and like bothering the people around him. And actually, even in the manga, he's there, but he usually takes up a lot of the filler pages in the manga. But he's awesome for comedic relief. I just love him. And it seems like something I'd do if I tried to keep a journal. I'd start talking out loud because I'm used to the podcasts, used to saying out loud my thoughts. All right, and then there are two new characters that I'm really interested in, but we don't know much about them yet. People who read the manga know everything about everything that's going to happen in the anime for like months to come, and that's Okiora and Grimmjaw. So we don't know them very well, and I think I could get to like Okiora, depending on how his character develops. And I don't think I'm ever going to really like Grimmjaw's personality, but he's all for looks, anyways. All right, so Okiora, he's just awesome with his green and black and white, and he's just very, I want to say simplistic in his the way he looks, but he's one of those quiet characters that you know there's a lot going on behind the scenes. Of course, if I ever met him, he'd probably just think I was trash, like, and tell Yami to kill me, like poor Chad and Orihime. He's kind of the person who seems like he'd shrivel up and die if he ever said something nice. If he said anything that wasn't strictly bad, he'd shrivel up and die. And then there's Grimmjaw, who's, oh, how do I describe Grimmjaw? All right, he's purely aesthetic for me, anyways. He's a pretty boy, all the way, except maybe for the gaping hole in his abs that show that he used to be a hollow. But he's also kind of crazy, you know, and homicidal and all that. Bit on the strange side. And as Okiora is black and white and green, Grimmjaw is kind of black and white and blue, because he's got the actually old lady blue kind of hair, and eyes and stuff. All right, so those I'm gonna have to keep an eye on those guys, see what happens with that. All right, now I was thinking about Zanpakuto, and I approached this as if I was in a store, you know, browsing Zanpakuto and looking for one for myself. And I was thinking, well, if I had a Zanpakuto, I'd want it to be a girl. If I were to wheel a mailed Zanpakuto and the spirit, you know, fit my twisted personality, he'd be childish and irritating. I'd have to deal with constant double entendres like, oh yeah, I'm deep in your sheath, or you really know how to handle a sword, don't you? Needless to say, that'd be very distracting in a fight. So assuming I'm window shopping for a Zanpakuto, here are my thoughts on what I see in the store. Zangetsu? Great Zanpakuto, but he's just so big, he's obviously styled for a man. I mean, he's awesome, really cool. But even his Bankai form, which is, very simple, it's just a sword, he's very masculine. I want a sleeker, prettier Zanpakuto. However, I do like the idea of a black blade and the keyblade type accessory attached to the hilt. So Zangetsu isn't in my top five running this time around. All right, Hozokimaru. As I mentioned before, I really like Madara Ikkaku's glaive-styled Zanpakuto. And again, a glaive, I know if you haven't seen the series or don't know what I'm talking about, it's a pole arm, basically a staff with a blade at the end. And I've always enjoyed glaive-styled weapons and naginatas and stuff. But it can also transform into a trisectioned staff with the blade still attached to the end. I liked Suzumebachi, which is Soifong's finger armor-styled Zanpakuto. I've always wanted to buy myself one of those finger armor rings, but I know I'd never wear it. And it doesn't fit with my image. Not at all. So, not only is this one pretty, but it contains a deadly poison. Get hit once, and this butterfly icon shows up. But knowing me, I'd go around half poisoning people and putting butterflies everywhere. let's see. Fujikujaku, which is wielded by Ayasegawa Yumichika, who's the 11th squad guy who's with the fake eyelashes and the beauty complex. And he even says to Genju at one point, if you weren't born ugly, you would be one of my favorite people. Well, back at you, Yumichika. If his fashion sense wasn't so horrible, he would probably be one of my favorite characters. So when Fujikujaku is released, the blade curves and opens like a fan to reveal four blades. Zabimaro is great. It can split into a segmented sword or even a baboon with a snake as a tail and, blah, 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 whatever. Despite really liking Renji, I'm not a big Zabimaro fan. All right, Tobirama, which is wielded by Hinamori Momo. I'm only going to say this about this one. I really like the Shikai form of the Zanpakuto sword, much like Alexiel's from Angel Sanctuary. I was like, oh my god, I've seen that before. I love you. So it's a pretty sword. Another one, actually, this one, unless you're really up to date on the anime or if you read the manga, you won't know what this one is. But it's Sore no Shiryuki, which is Rukia's sword. Actually, she finally releases it, and it's this beautiful pure white sword. You got the blade, the guard, the hilt, and this very long ribbon, and it's just pure white, and it's an ice type. Sword. And it's reported to be the most beautiful snow and ice Zanpakuto in all of Soul Society. And I can definitely believe it because it's very elegant. Let's see. Honorable mentions. Kenpachi's unnamed Zanpakuto because it makes me sad and it's sorry chip state. And Getsuburi. I mean, I just have to say this. Seriously? How does Omaeda deal with a sword that turns itself into a giant spiked ball? How do you fight with something like that? I mean, you throw it and it's, oops, I'm weaponless. Unless it's like a boomerang spiked ball or something. So, rewatching Bleach renewed my desire for new episodes to come out. So, I'm like, I wish. I was going to say I'm riveted to Japanese TV or the programming that would go on a Japanese TV. And rewatching it, I realized how amazing the music of Bleach is. Not necessarily the opening and closings, but like the character music and the fight music and stuff. It's amazing. So I'm going to be, looking for the new Bleach episodes to come out. And with all that said, I guess I'm going to call this podcast Toast. And I can't think of a single funny thing to say about toast. Toast is generally unfunny. Unless it miraculously lands butter side up, then toast is like awesome. Yay for toast. Need to keep hitting us up at the website. Just go to www.electrosisterhood.com or the shorter address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. And be sure to tune in next week. Ninja Sister and Pandalicious will both be back. Right now I've got them tied up in the closet so I can talk. And as always, I'm Magic Mystic Girl, and we are out.